In this early period, actually the state legislatures in most of the states chose the electors, and there was only popular voting for the electors in a few states. And actually up until the 1830s, that was changing all the time. Different states sometimes would have a popular election for the electors, and then they'd switch back. South Carolina didn't do it till after the Civil War. But basically by the 30s, you do get popular voting for the electors. And also, by that time, you get good county-level data. Earlier than that, a lot of the returns are lost. We just don't have it. Oh, and one thing I should mention, too, is a book that I wished I could have had everybody buy, and I wish I could show the overheads. It's the Historical Atlas of U.S. Presidential Elections by J. Clark Archer and several other geographers. And this has county-level maps all the way back. It's by far the most comprehensive source. It's about $150, so I didn't want to have people buy it. And of course, these are copyrighted maps, so I can't show them to you. But if you want to get down into the county level, that's the place to go, and I'd highly recommend it. So anyway, Washington, sort of the unanimous choice of all the states at the time. Washington did not want to see parties emerging. He did not want factionalism. But, of course, factionalism emerged, and he actually was emerging in his two terms, emerging among the members of his cabinet with John Adams and Alexander Hamilton.